Today in Science from Wired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Let's take a look inside the beef industry's campaign to influence school children. Big Beef is wooing science teachers with webinars and lesson plans in an attempt to change kids' perceptions of the industry. By Matt Reynolds. A beef industry group is running a campaign to influence science teachers and other educators in the U.S. Over the past 8 years, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, or AFBFA, has produced industry-backed lesson plans, learning resources, in-person events, and webinars as part of a program to boost the cattle industry's reputation. Beef has one of the highest carbon footprints of any food, but AFBFA funding documents reveal that the industry fears that science teachers are exposed to misinformation, propaganda, and one-sided or inaccurate information. The campaign from the AFBFA, a farming industry-backed group that educates Americans about agriculture, is an attempt to fight back and leave school teachers with a more positive perception of the beef industry, the funding documents reveal. According to survey data included in these documents, educators who attended at least one of the AFBFA's programs were 8% more likely to trust positive statements about the beef industry. Some 82% of educators who participated in a program had a positive perception of how cattle are raised, and 85% believe that the beef industry is very important to society. The beef industry knows it has a trust issue, says Jennifer Jacquet, a professor of environmental science and policy at the University of Miami. The industry is attempting to influence public opinion by starting with children, says Jan Dutkiewicz, at the Pratt Institute's Department of Social Sciences and Cultural Studies. Dutkiewicz points out that one of the AFBFA's objectives outlined in its most recent funding document is to run events that engage educators and students to increase their understanding and positive perceptions of the beef industry. Daniel Malloy, executive director of the AFBFA, says he hopes that program will help students think critically about the messages they receive from all sources and be able to gain a greater understanding of agriculture through science education. The AFBFA is a contractor to Beef Checkoff, a U.S.-wide scheme in which beef producers and importers pay a per-animal fee that funds programs to boost beef demand in the U.S. and abroad. In 2024, Beef Checkoff has approximately $42 million to disperse across its programs, and a funding request reveals that the AFBFA's campaign for 2024 is projected to cost $800,000. The allocation of Beef Checkoff funding to programs like this is approved by members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Federation of State Beef Councils, two groups that represent the cattle industry in the U.S. One lesson provided as part of the program directs students to beef industry resources to help devise a school menu. In another lesson plan, students are directed to create a presentation for a conservation agency regarding the introduction of cattle into their ecological preserve. A worksheet aimed at younger students has them practice their sums by adding up the acreage of cow pastures. Another worksheet, based around a bingo game aimed at 8 to 11-year-olds, asks teachers to remind students that lean beef is a nutritious source of protein that can be incorporated into daily meals. Science teachers in many states are currently updating their lessons to incorporate the Next Generation Science Standards, or NGSS. A set of teaching guidelines that encourage educators to place more emphasis on how science is used in the real world. AFBFA funding documents show that the foundation intends to use the adoption of the NGSS as an opportunity to provide teachers with learning materials that relate to the beef industry. Furthermore, NGSS requires teachers to approach challenging topics such as climate change and sustainability, reads the AFBFA funding authorization request for its education program. It continues, teachers and students are receiving information from educationally trusted sources that do not represent agriculture accurately or in a balanced way, and beef production is often the target of misinformation. To achieve balance and to ensure the accuracy of information, a concerted effort must be made to engage teachers in the conversation around these topics. Dudkovich says that food production should be taught in U.S. schools, but that industry-funded material is unlikely to provide objective information about the impact of beef production. I worry that clearly partial resources that are strategically designed to achieve a corporate messaging are being provided by a checkoff program, he says. The AFBFA campaign also includes in-person events where educators visit ranches or other parts of the beef supply chain. In 2023, 29 teachers and school administrators from across the U.S. visited Denver for a three-day event hosted by the Colorado Beef Council. Similar events have taken place in Minneapolis, Nashville, Oklahoma City, and Syracuse, New York since 2019. The Denver event also included three webinars. According to Malloy, the program is primarily aimed at high and middle school teachers. Each of the AFBFA's on-the-farm immersive events hosts up to 30 educators, and participants at the most recent event represented over 70,000 students. The most recent funding proposal from the AFBFA sets out the program's goals for 2024. The organization hopes to reach 2.5 million educators with its classroom resources and in-person events, plus an extra 125,000 key opinion leaders. The beef industry is particularly interested in reaching younger people who may be less likely to eat beef. They're really worried about younger generations, says Nusa Urbancic, CEO at the Changing Markets Foundation, an environmental NGO. Teachers are a useful way to influence young people because they have credibility, Urbancic says. Getting beef industry-funded learning resources in front of young people is also an opportunity for the industry to paint eating beef as a socially and environmentally acceptable thing to do, says Jacquette. The AFBFA classroom resources tend to prominently feature images of cattle in open fields. While most cows farmed in the U.S. spend their first year or more on pasture, the majority are confined in concentrated animal feeding operations for the final 6 months of their lives. According to one analysis by the nonprofit Sentience Institute, some 70% of the U.S. cattle are factory farmed in this way. Malloy argues that AFBFA's programs are designed to use the most current science applied to authentic and relevant contexts. This program's resources do not promote or encourage students to make a predetermined decision. Scientific accuracy is our focus and is demanded by the K-12 framework for science education and built into the NGSS, he says. For 2024, the AFBFA wants to provide teachers with even more online resources to learn about the beef industry. The funding request for this year also suggests that the AFBFA will work more closely with state beef councils to implement the educational program. The expansion of this effort worries Jacquette. The meat and dairy industry is a well-organized machine, she points out, with its lobbyists attending COP28 in record numbers. It's a little terrifying to me that I don't see anyone out in front of this. I don't see the counterpoint to what they're doing in schools, she says. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.